The opinions expressed in Outwit, Outplay, Outyap are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hello, listeners. My name is Malik Fortier.
And my name is Andrew Hill.
And you're listening to the first episode of Outwit,
Outplay, Outyap. In this show, we're going to be talking all about Survivor. We're going to be going through the new season that's premiering alongside this. And we're going to be giving our thoughts, giving our predictions of who we think's going to win, who we think's going to do well, and how we think the season is going.
Yes, this is an episode that won't be like the others. It is a preseason episode because the season hasn't started airing as of the recording of this episode. But we thought we would make an episode regardless. We thought we would make our predictions and picks episode.
We're less than a week away until the start of Survivor, so we're going to give our thoughts on stuff like the first boot, who we think's going to do well, who's the main character, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So I think we can start off with, you know, first boot, first category. Who do you think, Andrew, will be the first boot of Survivor 48?
I feel like one of my more positive tribes, I think, is going to not do as great. I don't think there's going to be a disaster tribe this season, but I don't think the Vula tribe is going to do well. I think they will lose the first challenge.
Yeah, and I can see that.
Yeah, they don't seem to have as much strength as the other two tribes do. And because of that, it's more difficult for them to compete in the first challenge, which is always very physical, very demanding.
For sure.
And so my first boot predictions, I have two that I couldn't decide between. They're both from the Vula tribe, though. So I think my main prediction is Cedric, who...
Okay.
I think... I don't know if he fits into his tribe that well. I don't... He's the oldest on his tribe, which isn't that bad because it is an older skewing cast. But at the same time, he is still about like 15 years older than the majority of his tribe. And I don't... Like, he seems very good at talking, but I don't know if he's very good at, like, connecting immediately. And especially on a tribe like this, if he's not able to hold his weight in the challenge, I worry for him.
Yeah, he does, with the topic of age, he seems like, you know, an old head of sorts. You know, he kind of reminds me of, like, Rox Roy from Survivor 42. And so I think, you know, some of the younger people on the tribe, like, say, and maybe, like, Kevin, might have an aversion to that. I don't know. But I can totally see that. But I actually had somebody else on the Vula tribe as my top first boot pick, and I kind of sneaked a peek at your page, and I think we have the same person.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I think Kevin could be a possible first boot. He seems like very eager to play the game, and he almost comes off to me like, even though he says he wants to be manipulative and conniving, he seems like a little naive. Like, I don't get the sense from him that he's a 34-year-old. He could be, like, our age with, like, his happy-go-lucky attitude. I don't know. I feel like he is going to be, like, ready to do this, like, crazy game. And, you know, he's going to forget that the people around him are also trying to play the game. And he's going to have to meet them halfway. That's the vibe I'm getting from Kevin Boy.
He feels very, like, Rome-esque. But the way that I described him, I feel like he's very, like, excited to play, but he's very, like, scatterbrained, very anxious. And I feel like Rome didn't have that anxiousness, which is why he was able to do so well last season, is because he was insane, but no one could stop him because he was way too confident.
And he kept getting all those advantages.
Exactly, yeah. I don't think Kevin is going to do as well in that regard because he seems a lot more anxious and, like, in the moment, I don't think he'd be willing to act as much as he wants to because he just doesn't seem ready for it. But I do love him, and I felt really bad saying he was my other first boot prediction.
Yeah, no, he seems like a fun guy to hang around. I don't know if he's gonna make it that far. Maybe it's an early merge, maybe he's the merge boot, mergatory. I had another pick, and this was the first person I saw out of everybody, like, when I was looking at the interviews. Bianca from the Lagi tribe. I just think, you know, something about her is she seems too perfect. I don't know. Like, I think people are going to clock that she's going to have a really good social game. And, you know, we've had a lot of our past winners, like, be, like, very social winners. Like, for example, Kenzie. And people are going to see that. I don't know. Have they seen 46?
I think they had finished watching season 46.
Yeah. So they'll see that there's people like Kenzie who are trending right now in the new era, like these social game winners. And that might just be a bad omen for Bianca. I don't know.
Definitely. In my notes, I had written about Bianca saying that, like, she works in...
like, PR?
Yeah, she's a PR agent. She's really good at, like, flipping a story in her favor, and she seems, like, really easy to talk to. But the two things that I wrote down that I'm worried about for her are how she's very impatient, and then also she really gives me, like, Tori or like, Ellie from the newer seasons, where they're very headstrong or, like... they're very aggressive, which is totally fine.
I mean, you got to be a little bit aggressive.
Oh, absolutely. But I think on this tribe, it seems like a lot of people who are either low-key or, like, very happy-go-lucky, I guess. And so it's like, I feel like they'll mesh really well, but then they have to choose someone.
Even though, you know, PR, you got to have to be persuasive. I think some of the people will clue into that. Like, I can see either with Shaheen, like, either them being besties or them being rivals, you know? So let's move on to who we think will maybe be, like, the main character of the season, the storyteller.
Okay. Do you want to start?
I'll start. I think we've definitely, like, and this is kind of, like, edgic almost, but, like, for promotional material, I feel like we've been seeing a good amount of Joe. I feel like Joe is kind of the face of this season, because you can tell, you can maybe notice that it's a lot of, like, I'm getting a lot of masculine energy. I'm getting a lot of, like, obviously it's 50-50, but I'm getting a lot of, like, dominant energy, like, alpha energy from this cast.
Right.
And I feel like he's, like, the epicenter of that, right? Mm-hmm. He's the beacon of alphaness. You know, he's a...
yeah, he's a fire captain.
He's a fire captain. He's, you know, he's a big guy, and his favorite season's, like, Heroes Hustlers, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's a Ben fan, which a lot of people are on this season. Some people who surprise me, like, they seem to all be fans of Heroes and Hustlers and Healers and all of the sort. And I feel like he might try to, you know, play a dominant game. He also has a story to tell that is very evoking, like, emotion evoking. And I think it's something that will pull on the heartstrings, and we're going to see a lot of that. Like, let's say he makes it far enough to get that letter from home. Like, I feel like that's something maybe, like, the family of his sister, like, you know, she would want you to do this. She'd want you to win, like,
Right.
I can see that down the line being, like, a really, like, impactful part of the series if he makes it that far. And I think he will. With his stature, like, there's no doubt he's going to be pulling out some of those immunity wins if he can get through the tribal phase, which I feel like he has no trouble doing.
Yeah, I really like Joe. I think I agree that this season feels very, like, masculine skewed, because a lot of the past seasons have been very, like it's all been female winners for the past, like, three or four seasons. And in this case, it feels like the biggest characters that you want to look out for are the male ones, because they're a lot more, like, open. They're a lot more themselves, I feel like. But I will say, like, there are some women that I feel like are really doing well, and I wrote down Eva. I think Joe is a good choice because he seems like really, like, he has a lot of life experience. He seems very level-headed, very genuine, very introspective. But I feel like Eva, she was one of my favorites when I was looking through the interviews. She's very much herself. She's incredibly smart, very strong, and she just seems, like, super sociable. It feels like she has everything going for her in my mind. The one worry that I have for her is, I mean, the main thing that they have been talking about in the entire preseason is that she's the first autistic person on
first
Survivor.
Autistic Survivor contestant.
Which is a little funny.
There's definitely been some.
But as much as it's, like, she's become an Ivy League student, she's, like, have so much going for her, and she's, like, so strong in herself, I do feel like you still have to acknowledge the fact that having autism does make it difficult to pick up on social cues or that kind of thing. And it's, like, it does make it a little difficult in, like, a game of Survivor. So, I mean,
But one upside with her, I did hear during, you know, some of the interviews, and like I think I watched like an analysis video, she does kind of give me like somebody who can be one of the guys.
You know,
absolutely. She plays hockey, right?
She is a hockey player on a men's team in university.
Right. So like we said, this would bode well with this masculine season. I can see her getting along with, you know, your Joes and your Shaheen, and even come the merge, you know, maybe David and some of the other people. So, you know, she can play both sides a little bit. So that could, you know, serve an advantage to her. So I think, yeah, I can totally see that.
I like her a lot. She's the youngest cast member on a older skewing season, but I do have high hopes for her. I just hope that she can find her people. And I feel like people like Star or Shaheen or Thomas could really mesh well with her. It's just like, it depends on how long they have.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Star is also an athlete. So you can have that. They've got that relation there too. So I can see some alliances forming already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move on to our strategic mastermind, or who we think will be the strategic mastermind of this season. Do you want to start?
Yeah, I can do that. When you talk about strategic mastermind, I feel like we kind of have to talk about Shaheen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's the mysterious bearded man from the Survivor 46 preseason, because he was an alternate for that season. And because of that, everyone was talking about him. They saw him on the island. They were, like, fearing him. They wanted to be his ally. And we didn't even know who he was until this season, where we get to see him for the first time. He's very out there with his, like, opinions. It's not even, like, he has any good or bad opinions. It's, like, they're so far crazy where it's, like...
Like, opinions you've never heard of, like, more fire-making? Like, I didn't even think of that, but I kind of like it in a perverted way.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, in a sick and twisted way, it's, like... I don't like fire making, but I agree. The biggest problem is that it's only once where the rest of the season is completely normal. I like his idea of if you're going to keep doing the tribe splits in the merge, then have them fight for fire making to make jury.
That's a great idea.
That's an awesome idea. And then it fits into the season more. People will feel more comfortable about fire making. Like, it does feel right. But it's like, this man has so many insane ideas, but he's so level-headed. He's a very impressive speaker. He does a lot of speech and debate.
Mm-hmm.
His biggest strength is being open-minded, being open intellectually and emotionally, and being there for people. I am obsessed with this guy, and I feel like he can really keep it down low and connect with these people on his tribe so well, where I think he can run the game if he's not caught.
Yeah, no, I don't know if he's one of the people who's going to hide about their profession, like hide what they do. But I think, you know, if people hear that he's like a speech and debate professor, I wouldn't want him anywhere near Final Tribal Council.
No,
he's going to deliver his argument, and he's going to give me three great reasons, and he's going to have a nice little conclusion at the end. Also, one, I could totally see him being the next On Fire co-host.
Absolutely.
Like, he's got that personality, so I know he's going to be likable on that island. But maybe too likable. I don't know. I also had him for strategic vibes. And also, how awesome would it be to have two back-to-back alternates for 46 win?
46 would somehow have one of the highest win rates.
Yeah.
And two of them are alternates.
That would be hilarious. But no, yeah, I think he has a really good chance. But I don't know, maybe he just seems too threatening. If he's as much of a threat that I see him as he is to others, then...
Mm-hmm.
He may not even make it, you know, past Final 8 or something.
I think he'll make it far. I don't know if he'll win, but I think he can make it pretty far if he can play his cards right.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so this is a fun one. Which tribe do you think you're going to be following? What's your tribe bias? Are you a Siva head, a Loggy lover, or a Vula stan?
Yeah, we've talked about this tribe a lot already. I love the Loggy tribe's energy. Mm. I think they'll do very well, and I think a lot of them have a lot going for them. Like, I don't see any huge downsides to anyone on that tribe at the moment. You'll have to wait until they're deprived of food and sleep, and then we'll see how they truly act. But, like, they seem like they all would mesh really well together. It just depends on how quickly they can do that. And each of them has such, like, a unique personality where it's, like, I really want to see them all do well. I'm kind of sad they're all in the same tribe, because if they lose, then I have to lose one of them.
Yeah, that's a shame. Mm-hmm. But for me, yeah, it was between Loggy, but I ended up choosing Vula.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know a tribe's going to be good when it has a Jelinski clone on it, a Jelinski clone from Massachusetts who works at a pizzeria.
I love Justin. His Boston accent, he's the most Italian man I've ever met.
Literally, I'm not going to get sick of it at all, and I'm sad because he might leave early because... Mm-hmm. He just has that vibe to him. I don't know if people are going to take him seriously. I don't know if he's going to necessarily be the most physical person there. I don't know if he's necessarily going to be the most strategic. But, man, he might just be a fan favorite. He might be in that Kyle echelon of absolutely. If he makes it far enough, people are just going to adore him.
This guy is so sweet. He's so fun.
If Sia were to come back for a season, I wish he'd come back right now because I want this guy to get money no matter what for his family and his pizzeria. But, yeah, it might be a tough road ahead for him. Other people on that tribe, like Mary Zhang, she is like, I think she's the Twitter icon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or ex. She's definitely like got a lot of people on her side already just off of her personality alone. Say seems very chill. Love her. Stephanie. I'm going to get to Stephanie in a sec, but I love Stephanie. Like, she just seems like a whole vibe. I want to be friends with her. I'll save that. Mm-hmm. And Cedric too, he seems fun. Like, I think this is gonna be a fun tribe to watch. Kevin, you know, if he goes out early, he goes out early, but he might also be fun. I like to see the dynamics play out on this one.
I think if he goes first, he'll be a very fun first boot because yeah. He'll be like freaking out. It'll be enjoyable to watch a little.
I love first boots that play too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Siva tribe, it just sucks because there's some people who show promise and also are our sole Canadian Camilla's on that.
Yeah.
And we should be, we're a Canadian-based podcast. We should be rooting for her.
I mean, I gotta root for her. We only get one Canadian a season. We right? have to make it work.
Like, I was rooting for Venus. I mm-hmm. was like, I mean,
I love Venus. She's my favorite character.
I loved Venus. Like, just because she wasn't as good of a player, which she almost made it as far as Genevieve, but even though they're maybe not the same caliber of player.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, we get fed every season. We always make it to jury. And I think... I don't know if Camilla's going to... She might break that streak, I'm afraid.
Unfortunately, I do agree. I think... I'm worried about Camilla, but I think the upside is her tribe is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Siva tribe in general, I don't hate any of them. Like, I think David is really funny to me because he knows nothing about Survivor and yeah. is, like, the biggest guy ever. And, it, you know, it'll be fun to watch him. I think it'll be fun to watch, like, Mitch and Chrissy... and Charity. Like, I think it'll be a fun tribe, yeah. but I think the other two tribes just are more exciting. They're a lot more fun to think about.
There's a lot of regular Joes and Jills and people on this tribe. Like, you know, Kyle literally looks like he was built in a Survivor factory.
I absolutely agree. I don't even think he'll do super well, like, but he looks like
he looks to me like he screams another Canadian, Caleb. He screams Merge, but like, he's just like, for Caleb, he's got too many good things going on for him. He's just like, he's the perfect target. Like, just go for Caleb, get one less threat out of the game. And because, you know, he's smart, he's charming, he looks like he can be pretty strong. Mm-hmm. He's just got all the right cards, and I think he's going to have a hard time concealing that. And I think he might go, you know, merge mm-hmm. Tory, I think.
If you just see how strong he looks...
That's a reason in and of itself.
Exactly. And that's what happened to Caleb until he used his shot in the dark, which was insane.
If that's what it takes to have another shot in the dark play, like, please, Kyle, by all means.
Make me your favorite character. Yeah, I want you to work for it.
Unless they ditch the shot in the darks after season 47.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a whole nother can of worms. Okay, and finally, let's get on to our winner predictions. So for my contenders, I have... Like I said, Kyle, like, if he somehow goes maybe on, like, an immunity run or something and keeps his threat level low somehow, I think he could be that, you know, that first male winner in a few seasons. Mm-hmm. I think he's got what it takes. Thomas could also be one. I think Thomas, he seems like, I won't take him seriously. You know, he's got a funny intro package, but I feel like he's a sleeper pick. Like, he... is a Survivor super fan. Like, he knows his stuff. He's charming. He's got a job where he's got to kind of be able to scout all the different facets of a situation and capitalize on stuff. Like, I'm not throwing him out just yet. Like, I think Thomas has some win equity. But for me, like I was alluding to before, I think the winner of this season, if there were, you know, a four-peat of women, which I don't know if that's ever happened, I'm going for Stephanie. Stephanie Hamburger. No, Stephanie Burger is my winner pick. She just seems like she's going to have fun out there, but somehow also be playing the best. I don't know. Like, she's just got this, like, chill aunt vibe. She's going to backstab them. And I really like what she said about, like, she seemed very self-aware of her game. She said at first, like, oh, I feel like one thing about my game is I won't use an advantage. But then she says, like, a few minutes later, ah, but I might throw all that away when I get on the island. She seems like she's got that adaptability. She's got that flexibility. And she can do what's right for her game. She won't be too stubborn.
Absolutely. I really like Stephanie. I think she's just so much fun. I'll go to my contenders. The first one I have is Stephanie. I want to keep talking about her. Like, she's just so much fun, and I think she'll be able to, like, vibe the most with everyone on her tribe. I think she has a quality that can really click with every single member, and that's really good because, like, when you don't have to force it, it's really hard to see from the other people's point of view when you're in the tribe divisions. Like, you're just naturally good at talking to people. Like, as long as her tribe doesn't completely implode on itself, it'll be great for her.
Yeah.
The second one I had was Camilla, which I know we talked about, like, we're worried for her. And, I mean, for Camilla, she feels a lot like Erica, which, another Canadian, they're very similar. And it feels like if she can make it to the merge, she can really fly under the radar, find her people, and, like, make it far in a way that Erica exceeded in so well. Which Erica did have some luck on her side with, like, the hourglass and whatnot. But I don't know if she'll need that as long as she can make it out of the tribe division. Because, like, she's not one of the big guys that they would want to get out. She's not the most openly strategic person or, like, social person. But she does have a lot of chops in her.
Yeah, no, like, if you're going into the merge and you have that kind of situation, like in 44, where it was the Tika 3 and then, you know, those other two big tribes that had more people on them and they were kind of chipping at each other's numbers, she's not going to be the first person that you chip at.
Oh, absolutely.
Same thing with 46, where it's like Nami and Siga. You're not going for her first. You're going for David first. You're going for maybe, like we said, Kyle. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to be that sleeper kind of, she'll be able to make inroads with people from other tribes very easily. I think she's got Erica vibes. I also think she's got some Marianne vibes. I think she's quirky girl that, you know, people are going to write off. And then when she gets to the end, she's going to be like, actually, no, I was playing maybe a pretty good game that you guys weren't even taking seriously. Mm-hmm. And then it's when she gives those people that wake-up call, then they'll be like, okay, Camilla, okay. We saw that with Marianne, and we saw with Erica, people also underestimated her, and look what they both did.
And yeah, I think she'll do very well, but my true contender, we already talked about him really briefly, I really have high hopes for Thomas. Mm-hmm. I think he was my favorite person to listen to during his interview. He was so much fun. He works in the music industry, and he just, like, somehow has so much, like, experience, I feel like. And he's just so exciting. I love listening to him. I think he'll click with his tribe super well. Like, I think he'll be really good with Shaheen. I think he'll be really good with Eva. He'll be really good at connecting with the people on the Loggy tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets to the merge, like, he's a big guy, but I don't think he's, like, as outwardly physical. Like, he's strong, but, I mean, he's a music producer. I don't think he'll be, like, immediately the person you think of as, like,
he's not at the top of the list of threats.
He's strong, but I think you have so many people before him. I think lastly, like, he does seem like he'd be really good strategically. One of the things I wrote about him was, like, he seems really good at spinning a story. And then also he brought up Mike White. He gives me a lot of Mike White energy. Like, they joked that, like, maybe it was just so he could get on the White Lotus, but, like, can he do it better than Mike White and get from second to first?
Can he, you know, sit with the people he needs to sit with?
We haven't even seen the first episode, so I think we're both very excited for this Wednesday. This will be releasing after
episode one,
but by then you guys will be able to listen to our thoughts and see if we were
right
or wrong. Dead wrong.
Which, there's probably a lot of these takes that might not age that well, but you know what? That's the fun in making these predictions, and we're going to keep making predictions along the season, as well as analyzing how these episodes go, and we hope that you listen in for the further episodes.
Yeah, I'm glad to be doing this with you, and I'm really excited for the future. And I guess we'll see you in the next episode.
All right, see you.